more than just the contents of a few first-rate art galleries. It's a highly complex human organization. Its paintings, statues, and buildings may well be its most eye-catching achievements, but they are unintelligible without some understanding of the economic, social, and political institutions which devised them, paid for them, executed them, and preserved them for our gaze. Civilisation is a French word, first used by the French economist Henri-Robert Jacques Turgot in 1752, and first published by Victor Riquetti, Marquis de Mirabeau, father of the great revolutionary, 4 years later. Samuel Johnson, as the first epigraph to this introduction makes clear, would not accept the neologism, preferring civility. If barbarism had an antonym for Johnson, it was the polite, though sometimes also downright rude, urban life he enjoyed so much in London. A civilization, as the etymology of the word suggests, revolves around its cities. And in many ways, it is cities that are the heroes of this book. But a city's laws, civil or otherwise, are as important as its walls. Its constitution and customs, its inhabitants' manners, civil or otherwise, as important as its palaces. Civilization is as much about scientists' laboratories as it is about artists' garrets. It's as much